Hello everyone. We have finished up a very rich, very stimulating conversation this morning with our morning group, and I have so much to share. I'd like to dive in, and first and foremost, the themes that arose and off the bat even, not as a summary, exposed themselves in today's conversation to be about the dreams and the messages that we are receiving now more effortlessly, more fluidly than ever. And them, those dreams and messages, showing us things that we know we're being called to do, but for some reason aren't. And those forms of messages being our prompts, our reminders, our forms of reassurance, even that we are safe and that it is time to do that within us that we feel the soul's calling us to do in our lives. So, we really started off on a profound note today. So, before I get into some of the very intense topics, let's dive into a very well-known concept that many of you, I'm sure, use already as a tool for self-reflection. And that is the concept or the construct of dreams. Today is a very pivotal day. It is the 16th of August, and it is the first day in forever when a very potent tool the human used in order to make sense of the world has been put dormant or unplugged from, or we have been unplugged from this thing as of today. And that thing is called the mind. And because we are now, to a great degree, disassociated from the mind, although we may or may not be aware of it, this disassociation is giving us a greater degree of access to otherworldly or superhuman capabilities that we didn't have at our disposal so readily before today. I find it quite surreal to say these things because even referencing linear time is a touch awkward in the phrases that I form, but to say so definitively that today is a very, very pivotal milestone is to really express such an understatement. You know inside of you what is true for you, and that is wonderful. I share this perspective with you because it is that monumental a moment in the evolution of this planet's trajectory. And in that evolutionary moment, we have been gifted access to operate beyond the mind. And for many of us, this access has been granted without the need or request or requirement for you to technically earn that right. A different way of looking at it is that now, it's much easier to bypass the limitations of the cognitive and rational functions of the analytical mind because you have earned it by simply being here, by simply being alive today, by having chosen to incarnate or to reincarnate on this planet at this linear moment of time to be able to choose in your sovereignty, how you wish to exercise your free will to either contribute or not to contribute to the whole. But the fact that you are all here right now is a monumental sign that you have already contributed a tremendous amount to where we are as a civilization and where the planet is in this moment on her evolutionary journey. Take a breath. Acknowledge that you have contributed to where we are today. When we speak of accountability and when we speak of taking full ownership of our choices, our role as cause and And as a fact, we often talk about the costs of the consequences. Let's for a moment celebrate the incredible benefits that you have bestowed upon the planet and all of her inhabitants on the surface and below the surface to get us all to this place that we are in today. The world is not all chaos. The world is not all devastation. There is an incredible amount of uplifting energy. It is a rising tide. Ride the wave together. This is an incredible moment in history. And if you find yourself having very vibrant dreams, if you find yourself even able to, with much more awareness, navigate what happens in those dreams, to have more choice about where you go and what you say in those dreams, this is one of many signs. And one of these signs is that you have now begun actively bypassing the limitations of the mind in order to transcend into greater aspects of yourself. When we go to sleep, we leave the body. When we leave the body, we actually go other places. We are busy bees. And sometimes, and I would even venture to say more often now than ever, we are privy to what we do when we leave our body. Sometimes the dreams that we have are just that, us witnessing what we are doing as we play different roles, perhaps even different characters, on different stages and or on different timelines in which or on which we exist. How cool is that? The question there I love to see myself asking is, what is the reason why, while on this trajectory, I have now become privy to another scene on another stage where I am playing a role? Is there a correlation? Is there a reflection or a mirroring? Is there a significance there? If you believe in chaos theory, then the probable answer is no, it's just a coincidence. I venture much deeper, and I encourage you to do the same, to see through the eyes of spirit, bypassing the limitations of the mind, what the significance is of those scenes appearing in your mind's eye here. However, I have said very emphatically, the way to do this and to get any reward in the looking is to look through the eyes of spirit. The moment you enter into a cognitive conversation, a mental narrative about what could possibly be the reason for A, B, and C, you have lost the game before you've even started. If you find that you tend to fall or slip into states of mind, analytical, rational, cognitive processing, when you look at otherworldly phenomena taking place in your reality, you will often benefit from guidance in order to bypass that mental narrative so that you can see with more clarity how your dots connect. Okay, so that is one form of dream that might come up more vividly and more frequently now. The observation of our activity outside of this world, outside of this body. Another common form of dream that you may have much more of now that the veil has dissipated to invisibility in many aspects of many of our realities, this veil of forgetting, is the nature of the premonition. You may get cryptic and not so cryptic scenes, messages directly sent to you through your dream state in which you are being informed of things that are about to happen. Before yesterday, before today, it would have been a premonition that was specific to an event taking place. But because of the acceleration of, let's quote, time on the planet in this reality right now, and because of the fact that we are entering into a world where all of us are, let's say, on the periphery, bordering the known and the unknown, bordering that which has been created and placed in form and that which is for us to create, Premonitions are going to be either reflective of a very immediate event or outcome that will take place very soon on your linear timeline, or they will be reflective of general dynamics that you will see playing out now, showing you that, for example, great prosperity and opportunity are on the way to you or have reached you in your reality. What are you going to do about it? So notice there is no dictation of what is to come. There is a revelation of sorts as to the dynamics that are now active or taking place or very much engaged in interacting in your reality as a way of allowing you to access greater states of knowingness so that to a degree you can exercise choice and decision and free will from a place of higher base camp, which means higher frequency that you hold within any given moment, which gives you more power to access the now moment being where choice exists. Nowhere else does choice exist but in the now moment. And then using that knowingness to act with more purposeful precision, to choose how to create the next tile on your path in the same moment that you take your step onto that path. So very subtle but very important distinctions in the nature of dreams as premonitions that we will now experience much more in our current reality. The third type of dream that I'll mention here is the dream that is a form of message for us. So I won't share specifically what one of the members of our conversation shared today about what her dream was, but I will say that you may get messages in the form of repeated dreams. What do they call them? Recurring dreams, where you see the same scene on the stage of your dream. You're not answering a phone call that's ringing. You're not able to reach your destination quite in time. You are being prompted to do something while you see yourself in the dream being very busy with other things. There could be very many scenes that show up in this type of message as dream scenario. However, especially if they're recurring and especially if they feel like whoppers, like they're big hammers bonking you over the head, or it's a really big blow as you realize, oh wow, I haven't even noticed that dynamic happening and I am limiting myself. These are very important messages for you. The idea that you're missing something is so important to pay attention to. It's so important to pay attention to. If you're missing something and you are being prompted to take a closer look, that is all the more an amplification of that message, that it's important for you to look beyond the illusion of the reality, to look beyond the limitations that are energetically obstructing you from moving forward. How do you do that? Again, meditation, active meditation, or having a guided conversation, or taking part in conversations like these group conversations, or reading something that you feel oddly pulled to read, which may mean opening up a book to a quote, random page, and reading the words on that page. I did that yesterday and I was bowled over by what happened when I read the very few words on a page I opened to. Such a meaningful prompt to be able to leverage the power of words written by yourself or someone else in order to gain revelatory insight through the catalytic exchange of energy that triggers you into a, to a certain degree, I'd say a shocked awakening, but not in a bad way, more of a jolt or a bucket of cold water splashed on one's face when they refuse to wake up in the morning, that kind of thing. And then speaking of waking up in the morning, the last thing I'd like to mention about this topic of dreams is the mechanism of the alarm. So the alarm that you have next to your bed that wakes you up each day, I ask you to reconsider its use. The reason I do so is, and I feel a little bit more positioned in a reasonable place to say this to you now, that with the lockdown, shutdown, whatever you're calling it, you have less responsibility to be in a physical location each morning. You don't have to navigate necessarily this thing called traffic in the morning. If you can, get used to waking up organically, not with an alarm, it will very quickly accelerate your, quote, spiritual journey of ascension, of evolution, of awakening, however you choose to position it. The reason is you have very important work that you are doing outside of physical body when you are sleeping. And there may be pivotal conversations you are having with very high-level masters and members of high-level councils that you may truncate, that you may end, unfortunately, prematurely before a very monumental conclusion is reached in your awareness of that conversation because your little alarm dingled off. Same is true, even more so, for children. So if you can avoid putting that, it's interesting, the wording is barrier of integration into the reality of a child and allowing the child to wake up on its own peacefully, that will help a tremendous amount in allowing all of us to maintain a higher level of the integration of the energy of awareness and of the embodiment of spirit even after we wake up. Now, actually, before I end this, there's one more thing we noted that I didn't note down on paper, but it's very important. The idea of reflecting on the meaning of your dreams and how is the best, what is the best way, or how is the best approach? How does it look like to do so? And what I would suggest is the following. Begin to pay attention, if you haven't already, of those very precious colostrum-like moments at the moment of awakening and coming back into body. Literally, when you begin to wake up from sleep, you enter into the process of re-entering your body. When you re-enter your body, you are almost as though between worlds or in a higher degree of a multidimensional state that is of higher density. The distinction between denseness and density is important, so I shall highlight it momentarily here. Denseness is the amount of compact molecules or cells that make up the solidity of matter. So a rock is more dense than a cloud. Density, on the other hand, is the quotient or the measure of light that matter can hold. And matter in this case can be form, even in its subtle aspects, or it can also be antimatter. The point here being, density is something that you want to elevate or amplify or increase the quotient of in your being. If you don't wake up abruptly, and if you ease into the body as you maintain an awareness of what happened to you out of body while you were in otherworldly states, you are able to, let's say, even more so bypass that veil of forgetting and bring into your awareness an anchoring of knowingness that otherwise would not have been available to you because it would have been lost if you abruptly woke up, jumped out of bed, went into the cold shower, moved your body, whatever it is people do when they wake up. A much more advanced practice for the spiritual being aware of being in a physical body is the practice of very gently, gingerly entering into the body during the sacrament of re-entry so that you can maintain and anchor into this world a greater degree of divine intelligence that you have most definitely frolicked within, among, and with while in those otherworldly states. So that, my friends, is the first infusion from today's conversation, all about dreams.